Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Newsom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Newsom. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peters moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr strikes out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Tabor reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock takes first base on ball 4. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Peacock moves to second. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards first. Cullenbine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Peters strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Peacock and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Skeeter Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsome hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett bunts in front of the plate. Peacock fields it and throws to first for the out. Heath moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsome hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up towards first. Lupien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. Lupien takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Lupien goes all the way around to score. Doerr moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desautels fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to second. One out. Skeeter Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0-for-2 in the game. Newsome takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Peacock hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsome hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabor scores. Newsome moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Senter now pitching. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazor moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Desautels and Boudreaux drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. Lazor scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Newsom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-4 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Pete Center. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lupien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards who is chasing the ball. Lupien reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lupien scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lazor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lazor moves to second. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Peacock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.